You know what the best kept secret is right now in Northeast Ohio?
I have an idea.
When it comes to sports.
It involves the number 11.
It does. It does involve the number 11. And how about a 9-1 conference record? Who are we talking about? Cleveland State. Yeah, the Vikings.
Vikings.
Red hot right now. Let's go to the hotlines. Check out, get a little more information on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Daniel Robinson is Cleveland State's basketball coach, and he is up early with us this morning. Coach, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. Man, you got to feel great about this team right now and what direction you're heading in. Just kind of, like I said going into the interview, like, this is the best kept secret in Northeast Ohio right now. Just give folks the flavor of the team, will you?
Well, the guys are playing really well right now. Like you mentioned, we're 9-1 in the league. And, man, we've been able to it started on the road at Green Bay, so we've got Green Bay coming up here, but really like the way the guys are coming together. They're playing complementary basketball on both ends of the floor. Our defense is carrying us, but our offense most nights is doing well also.
You've won your last 11, as we've mentioned. You're tied for the second longest current streak. Duke, I guess, has won 12 in a row.
What school is that? I'm not quite sure over there. Yeah.
Duke is Duke. We don't want to talk about them. But, as the wins go, is like getting sweaty palms time, the pressure building to keep the streak going here, Coach?
Well, no, we're not at that point, right? We're just trying to get the next one. We have so many things that we need to improve on, so it's not hard to keep our team's attention. Obviously our guys are excited about where we're at in the league and, all those things, but we're not at the point where, it's like, if we can just get one more, that type of deal.
Do you need like a national radio show like Doug Gottlieb? You think that's like the next step for the Vikings here?
I don't know about all that, man.
Has he asked you to be a guest on his show at least?
We actually talked about it. We talked about it when we were there in Green Bay.
All right, well, let's get you on. Let's get you going. Let's get the hype going. Let's get as many as you need in here. That the experience of going to the Wolstein Center, I want fans to start coming out. I want folks to be down there. You play 3:00 against Green Bay at home tomorrow. But the one thing I've always noticed about, especially Cleveland State basketball fans, is, man, they are diehard. They may be 1,600, but they are some of the most diehard basketball fans, and they absolutely love the Vikings through and through. Just kind of talk about the fans, and then let's up the experience a little bit more for some more folks around Northeast Ohio.
Yes, I appreciate you saying that, because that is exactly true. Our fans, they're loyal, and they make our guys feel really important when they show up every night. Now we've got our other student athletes getting involved. Our golf team is like, man, they're down in the student section. They're all over our opponents. And so, we want to continue to create an environment here at the Wolstein Center that's intimidating for folks coming in here.
You're in a pressure cooker of a situation as a mid-major small school. You have to win your conference tournament if you want to go dancing. Just, what's it been like building that program, which has had past success? They've gotten to the NCAA tournament by winning the Horizon League. But just what's it been like for you, building that program and competing in the Horizon League in a way that gives you an opportunity to play deep into March?
Right. Well, that's the thing. You have to build toward March, right? We can be excited about, hey, we won 11 games in a row. At the end of the day, where we're positioned, you're going to have to win the conference tournament to really make this thing special. And so we focus on our daily habits, man. What are we doing every day that'll carry us into March? And building the right habits, so when you get in those pressure situations, you can revert to your habits and not, just try to play with luck or momentum, that type of deal.
Where do you think we're going with the NCAA tournament? Sounds like expansion is going to happen again. I mean, you've won 21 games the last 2 years in a row. Like, at what point should there just be a bigger consideration for the way teams have played during their regular season? And I, you know, I, you hear as many as, all right, let's let everyone in the NCAA tournament. Where do you think the tournament should go in the future?
Wow. Well, I would love to see if you win your regular season championship that you get an automatic bid for our leagues. Like, because this is the thing is, man, the gauntlet of the regular season, you know, to be able to run that long race and you win the regular season and you happen to lose in your conference tournament. Now it seems like, man, it devalues winning the league. You know, it devalues the race. And so, you know, if that requires expansion, you know, I think that should be under consideration. But, you know, for us mid-major teams, you know, there's a ton of pressure. Like, we live that pressure every week. You know, you live that pressure every week when it comes down to it. You know, if there was a way that the NCAA would give an automatic bid to the conference regular season crown champions, I think that's more than fair.
Do you think an upset in a mid-major tournament devalue the level of competition that, not to take away from that team that pulls off the upset, but do you think that maybe, you know, takes a little away from what the conference might be able to represent in the tournament?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think it necessarily devalues, but because that's the special thing about March, right? When March happens, everyone has a chance. Once the conference tournament, everyone has a chance. Everyone has a chance. But if you have your conference regular season champion, if they happen to lose, and you have two representatives from that league in the tournament, you know, and that would require expansion.
We talk about NIL and money and players getting paid, especially in football, all the time. Can you just kind of walk me through what it's meant for basketball over the last couple of years? And, you know, whether you're at Cleveland State or you're at Duke, how has NIL changed college basketball?
And absolutely, it's changed the landscape. You know, it just kind of threw a wrinkle in the transfer portal, right? The transfer portal was one thing, okay? You get the transfer portal, you get guys that can transfer without penalty to move from school to school. Now you throw an incentive of, hey, if I could leave, you know, I could leave this situation to better myself financially. Now that adds just another layer of that. You know, for us, when it comes to recruiting in this age of NIL and transfer portal, you know, we still stick to, we don't lead with NIL. We lead with the opportunity. And then, you know, we're not going to win a bidding war. We're capable of having NIL here, but we're not going to win a bidding war. So the type of guys that we recruit, they're still guys looking for opportunities. And, you know, if it happens if they happen to get NIL, you know, that's just, you know, kind of like icing on the cake. But at those other levels, you know, that's I feel like it's thrown a wrench into the transfer for portal.
The last question I have for you too is that whole notion of I used to always think the portal was fair for athletes if a head coach got fired, right? Or maybe even if an assistant. I mean, you spent so much time at Iowa State, and I can't imagine how much time you spent on the road. And you know, those families trust you. And if you had the opportunity to go to Cleveland State like you did, and those guys were on board, like I've always been able to see a clear path in that in the past of an athlete maybe wanting to follow the coach that has probably like second most important person in their life outside of their family, and being able to use the portal. How can they fix the portal? Does it need to be fixed? Or what kind of rules should be changed for the portal in the future?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there could – the student athletes and programs could benefit from like a two-time transfer rule, you know, something like that. If you get to, you know, a third or fourth school, sometimes, you know, you lose the experience of, you know, at the end of the day, when you start your college career, you think about, you know, oftentimes think about leaving a legacy where you were, or, you know, having a place to go back to. My daughter played volleyball at Wisconsin, and she had a fifth year. She graduated. She had a fifth year, and, you know, she could have transferred and went somewhere else for her fifth year, but, you know, she made a great point. She said, I want to leave my legacy here at Wisconsin. This is where I've grown up. This is where I've had the most success. If I go to somewhere now, it's just going to be for 1 year. And, you know, so I think we get lost in that sometime with the number of times guys transfer. And I know that there's a situation where guys can make a home after a second or third, you know, opportunity. But that would be one thing that I would think about in terms of how can you this be beneficial for the student athlete as well as the universities.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. She didn't tell you that State Street Brats was the reason she really wanted to stay at Wisconsin longer, but that's another story for another day. Hey, good luck tomorrow, 3 o'clock, speaking of Green Bay. So go get them. Go get number 12 tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
Love the conversation. Thank you, Coach. Coach Robinson, Danny Robinson over at Cleveland State. They are red hot. They've won 11 in a row. They are the best-kept story in Northeast Ohio, secret story. So don't make them a secret anymore. Just kind of peek in a little bit more on Cleveland State.